Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday morning, Friday, September 2nd, 2022. 9:22, 15 and a half minutes past the hour, and it's a real getaway Friday because we're heading into Labor Day weekend, which is the official end of summer, as they say. Of course, the official end of summer will not come until September 21st, but they mark this weekend as the official end of summer. Now, somebody's going to have to call me this morning to let me know how I sound, because this morning, what I was doing here in the studio, as we're making some changes to the studio, some upgrades, I installed one of those swivel arm microphones here for the host of the programs. I took away the old the stick microphone stand, and now I've got the swivel microphone here, so I can move this around as I move around, and I don't have to have anything sitting on the desk. So let me know how I'm sounding. 740-383-9944. Remember, I'm in the studio today. 740-383-9944. You know, the nice thing about these swivel arm microphones, they follow you around, but also you have more area on the desk to lay papers, and I've got papers all over the desk today. Did want to let you know, I heard from one of our longtime listeners, Judy Summers, this morning, and she might be calling in this morning. She has not got her Alexa hooked up yet, but the reason for that is she was down ill last week. I think a lot of people are sick with allergies, which is what I think I have. I'm coughing and had the laryngitis earlier this week, and am a little plugged up today, not too much. Hopefully I'll be able to make it through the morning, but allergies are rough right now. The pollen counts, I think, are over 10, which is very, very high in the Marion area. It happens at the beginning of summer and the end of summer. So the pollen counts are pretty miserable right now for people who have asthma and allergies and so on and so forth. So if you see a lot of people coughing and wheezing and eyes watering and nose plugged up, hopefully it's not COVID, but more than likely it's allergies right now, which are at an all-time high. But Judy is going to try to get her Fire Stick hooked up this morning. She had to run to the pharmacy, and then she's going to run home, and hopefully we'll hear from Judy this morning. Picking up another listener as we pick up listeners as we go along the way, which is a lot of fun. It's a new challenge, as I say. Again, 740-383-9944. How does it sound this morning on the new swivel microphone? You know, we're going to do something this morning that has always been very popular on the show for the last 8.5 years, and that's give away free stuff. Because I figure it's Labor Day weekend, why not give away some free stuff? And we had some prizes left over that we gave away about 3 weeks ago, and nobody ever came and picked them up. So, after 3 weeks, we're going to recycle the prizes here this morning. And the prizes were not bad. The prizes were a free order of breadsticks to Pizza Hut. Not bad at all for a Friday night. They have very good breadsticks. Matter of fact, I have went and got pizza at other places and then went to Pizza Hut for the breadsticks. The breadsticks are so good. And then we have the free triple chocolate brownie and or ultimate chocolate chip cookie. So you get your choice there. Free triple chocolate brownie, easy for me to say, or ultimate chocolate chip cookies. So two big prizes this morning to give away as we head into Labor Day. And those are both from our good people over at Pizza Hut. So we'll be giving those away as the morning progresses this morning. It'll be nice to give away some presents this morning. I'll tell you, I don't know what's going on out here on South Prospect Street, but I pulled up this morning, and about two houses down from where the studio is, there was a truck parked there. Looked like a technician was with the truck. I think he had a yellow vest on, he had some tools out and things like that. And I thought, well, he must be getting ready to do something over there. But I wasn't sure if it was just with the house or if it was with the street. Well, then I saw two big trucks pull up. One almost semi-size and the other a little smaller than that. And I thought, they're going to be doing some kind of construction there on South Prospect Street today. I don't know what it is, but we'll see how it goes. We'll see how the noise levels are as the morning progresses here on WGH Talk. We might have Linda Sims in later on this morning, and possibly even Terry Tackett. I don't really know at this point. Hopefully, we'll see them. I still do wonder, I say this every morning, I don't know if word's getting back to him or not, but I wonder about our friend Scott out in Big Island, who said he was going to try to listen when his wife was home, and he was able to dial us up on the tablet through the TuneIn app, and I hope he's been able to do that. I hope one morning the phone will magically ring and we will hear from him because he's listening on the TuneIn app. Or anybody else out there, by the way, if you are listening on the TuneIn app or the website, give us a buzz. We love hearing from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And then, of course, we wonder about our friend Lee. Now, last time we spoke with Lee, he was going to check into the price of an Alexa and also check on the price of getting internet in his home so he could listen over an Alexa, which is really like listening over the radio. And I'm not really sure where that is. That's been about a week ago. If I had Lee's number, we would check in with him. But I don't think I have it here, unfortunately. At one point, I did have it. And silly me, I don't think I wrote it down. That would have been the smart thing to do, wouldn't it have? Write it down. But I don't think I did, unfortunately. So, at this point, I guess we'll just have to go with the hope that maybe we'll hear from Lee. Maybe he's been able to get those services where he lives, and we'll hear from him. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Well, what else is new on the agenda? We get ready for Labor Day. Now, remember, we will not be on the air on Labor Day. That's one of the days, few days, that we do take off the air every year, so we will not be on the air Labor Day, and I might not be on the air next Tuesday. I think I have an appointment on Tuesday. It's one of the last appointments, thank goodness, but I think it might be during this time period. Of course, they would schedule an appointment during the time frame of my show. So I don't think I'll be here Tuesday. I'll double check on that, but if I'm not here, we'll have the best of next week on Monday, certainly, and possibly Tuesday, and then I'll be back on Wednesday, and we'll pick up with all the fun that we have been having. All right, 23 minutes past the hour. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. As we head into Labor Day, you know, I always wonder with Labor Day, because with the other summer holidays, I think people know what they're all about. Memorial Day, people go out and visit the graves. There's a lot of Memorial Day ceremonies that go on. 4th of July, we celebrate the independence of our country, obviously fireworks, and a lot of ceremonies go on there. But Labor Day, do people really understand the origins of Labor Day? Or do anything to celebrate what actually Labor Day was all about, which is basically the celebration of labor unions. People have very strong feelings about labor unions as the years have went on. You know, labor unions in the beginning, getting us the 40-hour work week, getting us the 8-hour day, were very popular, not letting people work in bad conditions. But as the years have went on, most unions have dissipated, went away, and other than that, unions have gotten a bad name in a lot of different areas. So I'm not sure people realize that Labor Day is the celebration of labor unions. I think a lot of people think that Labor Day is just the celebration of labor in general, not labor unions. But that's showbiz. Do you think people have a concept of what Labor Day is all about? I wonder if they do. I wonder if you do. And how do you feel about unions? There are a few left. I know the teachers' union is still very strong. I know that there are some grocery stores and department stores here in Marion that still have unions. I believe some factories, not too many factories, though, still have unions. What are your thoughts on unions? 740-383-9944. You know, I think unions got a very bad name in Marion with the closure of the Tecumseh plant and also the Marion Power Shovel. Although, as I was saying, was it yesterday? I'm not really sure what brought an end to the Power Shovel. Now, the Tecumseh end almost assuredly came because of the unions and the problems they were having there. But the Power Shovel, I'm not really sure why they sold out. It seems to me like there was a union issue there, but I don't really remember fully. So if somebody could clear me up on that, I'd love to hear from you, because I can't remember exactly what brought an end to the Power Shovel. So if you do know, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And the Tecumseh end, as we have talked about in the past, was a very, very, very unfortunate end. You know, they won the war, they won the battle, but they lost the war. Tecumseh had a very, I think people were hurt, if I remember right. It was a very tough strike in the early 80s, and they ended up winning that. And then, not too long after that, the company shut down the plant and got away from unions. I think because of all the bad publicity and deal they did not want to make with the unions prior to that. That's what I think happened. Of course, I was not in on those negotiations. So if you know anything about that, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Those were seminal events in Marion's history, the closing of the Marion Power Shovel and the Tecumseh plant. You know, somebody told me not too long ago that the fact that the Power Shovel building is still there is a reminder to people that business was here. And that business leaving hurt Marion so much that it's unfortunate that the building is still here. Although I do think they're using that building for something else now. Don't they use at least part of that building, the old Power Shovel building, for something now? I know for a long time it was empty, but I do believe part of it is used for something now. I don't know who owns it. I think there was a story in the newspaper about that not too long ago. Anyway, if you know the answers to any of these questions, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any of the history of the Tecumseh closure or the Marion Power Shovel closure or what is in the Marion Power Shovel now, if anybody has any thoughts or knowledge on any of that, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Or if you have any thoughts on Labor Day coming up, do you think that people really fully understand the history of Labor Day? My money's on no, but I guess you never know in the end. Speaking of newspapers, Judy Summers dropped off a newspaper this morning. Now, this is from yesterday, the Marion Star. And there was a big article in here that said Ohio listed as possible site for $4.4 billion Honda battery factory. For almost 40 years, Ohio has been at the center of Honda's North American vehicle production, and we are working with Honda and LG to ensure that they choose Ohio for this new electric battery plant. That's from Governor Mike DeWine. So that would be something. Honda's always been a source of good jobs for people in the Marion area, even though it's over in the Marysville area. I guess, progress is progress. Interesting, it's happening in an election year. What, 3 months? 2 months? 2 months. 2 months away from an election at this point. You know, I think a lot of people are starting to wonder the mayor's chances of being elected treasurer. You know, we're getting down to 2 months now, 60 days before the election, and there just hasn't been a whole lot of talk about that particular election, treasurer of Ohio, between our mayor, Schertzer, and the current treasurer, Robert Sprague. I don't know what's going to happen there. I think we have a special feeling about that in Marion because he's our mayor. But I don't know. I think it's quite an uphill battle in the state of Ohio if you're a Democrat trying to run for office. Especially, you're running against an incumbent, somebody who's already in office. And I believe all our state office holders, aside from Sherrod Brown, are all Republican at this point. So, definitely an uphill battle for that particular group. All right, well, what do you think about the Honda plant? $4.4 billion Honda battery factory. Would this be a good thing for Ohio? Do you think we can get it done? They did okay with the Intel plant, although a lot of people are criticizing it. A lot of people are, they have their own feeling about it, I guess is what I should say. Coming up on 32 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. If you call in, you could be our first call this morning here on this Getaway Friday as we head into the big Labor Day weekend, which means the Popcorn Festival is just right around the corner next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You know, the Popcorn Festival just does not seem to have the luster that it once did. You know, I would hear weeks in advance people getting psyched up for the Popcorn Festival. And it just doesn't seem like it's that way anymore. Now, that could be a sign of the times. But I think, you know, the pandemic certainly hurt it. They had to cancel it 1 year. And then I think budgets have gotten smaller as years have went on. You know, to bring in free talent, it does take money. And I think groups of people move on to do other things. And new groups of people come in and try to do the best that they can. So I think that's kind of where we are at this particular point with the Popcorn Festival. Is anybody out there excited for the Popcorn Festival? Is there a particular group that you're excited to see or something that you're excited to do? I know a lot of people get excited for the food. It's kind of like the fair. You know, a lot of people who have no agricultural background at all just like to go to the fair for the food. And I guess there are some people who probably like to go for the rides as well. But that seems to be the consensus when it comes to the fair or festivals or events like that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we will put you up on the air. We'd love to hear from you on this truly Getaway Friday morning, September the 2nd, 2022. The beginning of Labor Day weekend, as it were. I think everybody probably just wants me to give away the food. The single order of breadsticks from Pizza Hut, or the triple chocolate brownie, or ultimate chocolate chip cookie from Pizza Hut. Both good prizes as we head into the Labor Day weekend. Well, maybe we could start that competition. Let's see here. Is there anything else that we wanted to cover this morning? You know, I still feel badly, and we got into this in much more detail yesterday, but I still feel bad for what's going on over in Bucyrus with the Bratwurst Queen. You know, everybody's got a lawyer now. The former Bratwurst Queen has a lawyer. The Bratwurst Festival has a lawyer. Bratwurst Gate, or Brat Gate, or whatever they're calling it, is in the Columbus Dispatch and other newspapers in Ohio. It's just unfortunate. I mean, maybe that story's a little overblown. I haven't figured it out yet. I don't know why it's news, because as near as I can tell, nobody is admitting to anything except that this girl attended another event. And I don't even think she was in representation of the Bratwurst Festival. So I'm still not sure what went on there. And oh, we learned the big revelation yesterday that apparently she had her picture taken with a cell phone. Now, why that's a thing, I don't know. I guess you'd have to ask somebody at the Bratwurst Festival why that's a big issue. Maybe it's something to do with the times. You know, the dirndls and the whole idea of the Bratwurst Festival is set kind of in an older time. Maybe that's why they don't want you having a picture with a cell phone. I don't know. Any thoughts? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We certainly would love to talk to you this morning here on WGH Talk. Okay. Well, and the student loan thing, that's the other thing. I still don't understand that. A lot of people angry about this. A lot of people happy about this. I guess if you can get your loans forgiven, good for you. And if you've already paid off your loans, well, that's good for you, too. I think sometimes we just got to take the burden off of people's neck and free them up to do some things. I don't know. It's interesting to me that there are these people who have had student loans who are angry at the people who might get their student loans forgiven. You know, it's odd because school was a lot less expensive 50, 75 years ago. So do we get mad at those people because they got better deals on school? Just seems a little strange in my opinion. But that's my opinion alone, and if anybody else has an opinion on that, they are more than welcome to share it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 37 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. Labor Day weekend. Any big plans out there for Labor Day? For some reason, when I think of Labor Day, the things that flash on my head are in my head are like potato salad, macaroni salad, hot dogs, hamburgers. It's a big get-together kind of potluck, picnic, holiday. That's what Labor Day puts me in the mind of. I don't know what it puts you in the mind of. Maybe something similar? Maybe not. I guess it all depends. Well, let's see where we were yesterday with the Family Feud. I think we were in the middle of a... No, we got the answer right before we went off the air yesterday. So we can start a whole new category here. Let's see what we've got. And we are playing for prizes today. Well, this is kind of a fun category. Name a popular comedy television series. And this can be from any time frame, which kind of makes it a little easier. Name a popular comedy television series. And this is not necessarily from current times. This could be pretty much from any time. A popular comedy television series. Five big answers on the board here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a popular comedy television series. Now, a lot of these, as I say, of the five, are no longer on the air. Maybe one of these, one or two, is still on the air, but certainly not a whole lot at all. Go ahead, caller.
The Jeffersons?
The Jeffersons. The Jeffersons is not on the list, but a good guess.
Oh, can I try again?
Go right ahead.
Brady Bunch?
No Brady Bunch on the list. What's your Labor Day plans?
We're probably going to go to Delaware Beach tomorrow. We're trying to get coordinated, me and some of my kids.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Are you going to take a picnic lunch or something?
Yeah. Yep. And I just want to say for the Popcorn Festival, I love the Popcorn Festival.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
Is there a big band you're looking forward to this time around?
My favorite things are the parade and the, when I was younger and skinnier, the ride / food. Now it's more just the food.
Now, do you know who the Grand Marshal is this year?
I do not.
No, I haven't heard that said yet. I'm interested to find out who that is.
I don't even know what the theme is. Do you know the theme?
No, like I say, I have heard very little this year, which is kind of strange.
I never took and knew just how big it was until I started to go to other festivals and fairs and parades and stuff. And, for instance, I went with a friend a couple years ago to the Harvest Festival, I think it's called, in Crestline. It's like half the size of a Popcorn Festival. So if you're a Marionite and you don't travel much, you take it for granted just how big the Popcorn Festival is compared to other festivals.
No, the Popcorn Festival does very well, and we should be proud of it. It's just all I'm saying is there's not a whole lot of talk about it this year.
No, I know.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
See ya.
All right. Well, the Jeffersons and the Brady Bunch do not make the particular list. The category, name a popular comedy television series. 41 minutes past the hour. 5 big answers. I think only one of these is still on the air. Now, somebody could come out and point out that I'm wrong about that. There's a possibility of 2 of these possibly still being on the air, but I'm pretty sure it's only 1 of the 5. So these could be from any time period. Name a popular comedy television series. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Playing this morning for an order of breadsticks from Pizza Hut, or a triple chocolate brownie or ultimate chocolate chip cookie from Pizza Hut. So 2 prizes by the time this morning is over with, if we can get the right answers. Name a popular comedy television series. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have a guess? You know, if you guessed your favorite comedy television series, you might get this answer right. It's quite possible. Maybe your favorite series is on this particular list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A popular comedy television series. What would that be? We've had the Brady Bunch guest, and the Jeffersons were guests, neither of which were on the list, unfortunately. But there are 5 shows on this particular list. Does anybody know what they are? A popular comedy television series. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have any idea what might be on the list. And as I said, a lot of these are older television series. And I'm still going to go out on the limb and say, I think only 1 is still on the air. The other 4, I think, have all run their course in the history of television. A popular comedy television series. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Can anybody name a popular comedy television series? There have to be thousands of them. if you go back to the beginning of television and you take it up through current times, although I don't think there are a whole lot of comedy television series on today. A few, but certainly not like they were when network television was at its height in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. I think things have changed quite a bit when it's come to that. Certainly the audiences for the television series are not quite what they used to be, which I'm sure they don't like to hear. You know, maybe we need a little, you know, we've been playing the Gallagher songs this week. Maybe we need a little wake-up call here on this Friday morning. I'm trying to think of the ones we have played. Now this one, well, this one's kind of interesting. I think we played Be Free yesterday. I think we've done three of the six that he sent us. Let's try this one. It's a Rock Bottom. Now I can't even remember if I've heard this one. So we'll hear it together. Another Gallagher song here on WWGH Radio. Now be thinking of a popular comedy television series. That's our category this morning when it comes to Family Feud. And again, we're going to give away those Pizza Hut gift certificates, free order of breadsticks from Pizza Hut, and also a triple chocolate brownie or ultimate chocolate chip cookie. So here is Rock Bottom from Gallagher on WWGH. Let's see how this goes.
Were we born to love each other as a brother, or laugh ourselves in half when one stooge up and whacks another? It's not the heroes, but the villains gets the interest of the chillins. Lizzie Borden with her hatchet, not Tiny Tim or Bob Cratchit, but that dairy hair, never fair, low class, naked to grass, hard ass Mr. Scrooge, who's got a rock, huge rock bottom. How many human babies are born, gentlemen and ladies? And how many have you seen as mean as anything from Haiti? Did Mama Nature give birth to righteous life on Earth? On a cloudy mountain first? No, way below sea level. Not looking up to God, but next door to the devil. At the rock. My flashy car, trashy guitar, other things like bling keep me winking in the mirror thinking how cool you are. Clothes never made a man or any crown a king. I built it, so I killed it for the wages of the ages. Could slowly pick my pocket, didn't want to wait for fate or the shop clock to tick-tock it. That really wasn't me, a-hanging in my closet. No boss, hoss. The way to be the boss is to yank your life and toss it. Every word I've heard is a fact, Jack wasn't. And what other mothers said truly matters, let me tell you, cousin, doesn't. Can what you have make you you? If other folks have got them, no way, Jose. And by the way, this Apple Watch is rotten. And it's rock bottom. If you still can get around where the sunken chips are found. If your feet are on the ground, even after you've been drowned. Now with nothing on your plate, okay to throw away your dishes. You're even free of that deadweight hope. Now you put down them phantoms, plans, and wishes. It's just so whimsical, so random. Those that left you wounded and abandoned, cause they couldn't this resist the bitches and the riches until life is finished and they're sleeping with those bitches. Did it matter you were pissed if you kissed or you fought them? If you got burned or you learned from them or taught them? If they sold you out or you bought them? If they was a minus or a plus? The answer or the problem? After rock bottom!
All right, that was Gallagher with Rock Bottom here on WGH Talk, 49 minutes past the hour. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The category here this morning, name a popular comedy television series. A popular comedy television series, 740-383-9944. the Jeffersons not on the list, and the Brady Bunch not on the list so far. So we're waiting to see what the answers might be. 740-383-9944. All right. Well, you know, apparently this new mic stand, everybody can still hear me, okay? So we're all very happy with that. That's one of the positives that are going on here this morning as we head into the big Labor Day weekend. Okie doke. Well, okay, I think we got a call coming in here. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the celebrities of all kinds. Did I call the right number? I get a little confused by which...
Well, I answered.
Yeah, well, that would probably explain it, wouldn't it?
Now, that would indicate that you've called the right number.
11 or 12 years. If that one's not there, I don't know whom they polled.
What is it?
Seinfeld has to be there. If that's not, then the survey is ridiculous.
Yes, Seinfeld is number two on the list.
And the best show of all time is All in the Family. And somebody said that. I said that's certainly what I would have said.
All in the Family is not on the list.
Well, that's not on the list. I mean, obviously, these people are not Norman Lear fans. If All in the Family and the Jeffersons, which are connected shows, as you know, aren't there, I mean, glad Seinfeld is number two.
But, now, were you a Seinfeld fan?
I would probably say All in the Family 1, Seinfeld number 2, Mick the Brady Bunch number 3. That one's not there. I Love Lucy's got to be there, but there are also several versions of I Love Lucy.
Now, were you a Seinfeld fan?
Certainly. Who isn't?
Well, there were some people who really did not like the show. People seemed to either really love it.
Jerry Seinfeld's sense of humor is a lot like mine, just making light and making humor in everyday situations. He's a wizard at that, a genius at that.
Now, give me something that you do that you think is Seinfeld-esque.
The Newman stuff I like. He goes, you know, hello, Jerry. Hello, Newman. It's like the way you say something in that snippy, humorous tone when you don't like the person.
Oh, so you get snippy with people is what you're telling me.
Well, with Newman, you have to, because he was so unlikable that those are the kind of characters he played.
Well, right, but you have a Newman in your life.
Facebook, he's really nice in person, and that would be expected. That's often the way it is.
So, is there a Newman in your life?
Carol, she and other people are connected to Mary Tyler Moore. Mary Tyler Moore's got to be there.
Now, do you have a Newman in your life?
Several, I believe.
Several.
We all do.
Well, I don't know. You know, I try to live and let live.
Well, we try. So Mary Tyler Moore, which again has had many connections to your show, I can think of two at least. That's got to be there.
No Mary Tyler Moore on the list.
Well, that Carol's in heaven, getting a little upset, and as is Ed Asner.
Well, I think Ed Asner would probably be more upset about that than Pat Carroll, but, you know, it was just the one-year anniversary of his death. I saw that a couple days ago.
I've seen that. He was a great guest. I mean, I certainly didn't like most of his politics. I mean, he said he was a socialist. I admire him for saying that, because he kind of said the S word. But he did do so much good, and what a gifted actor.
You know, when I would talk to him about that, because he obviously did say that, and I still have never understood why in the world, whether or not you believe in socialism or not, why is that such a scary word to people?
It's a mentality. Yes, we have social programs, but I don't consider those to be socialist. It's the mentality, and that's not what the country was founded upon. It's just like we talked about earlier in the week about the religion. Separation of church and state. Things that I, again, it's my opinion, that are not consistent with what this country is built on.
But don't we change a lot of things this country's built on? I mean, like the Constitution, for example. If we look at the Constitution.
Separation of church and state, free speech, and capitalism. Those are probably the three things, you know, the three things that our country is built on.
Yeah, but like, the Constitution did not recognize anybody but white males, We certainly have changed that.
It probably depends upon how you interpret it, and those kinds of things evolve. But we still have separation of church and state, and the other two things that I mentioned.
Well, and also free speech and freedom of the press, those have never been unlimited. I mean, that's kind of an oxymoron.
Yes, we're a free country with a lot of asterisks. Right. And the freedom of the press, yes. That doesn't mean freedom to libel.
Right, but now see, this is the interesting. This is the interesting question
that are associated with that. For freedom to provide an opinion, which including like me saying, "All in the Family" is the best TV show of all time, which is my opinion. Seinfeld and Mary Tyler Moore, very close seconds. But that's not something that would be libelous.
No, but like the religion thing. Now we do have freedom of religion, so that means that gentleman can get up at the River Valley graduation and say what he wants.
Yeah, well, depends how you interpret that. As I see it, in a public school, we have separation of church and state. State is such a foundation, and that's something which may, very much as you're implying, conflict with freedom of speech.
Well, I don't think that anybody. I mean, you can't stop somebody from praying if they want to in a public school. You just can't force anybody. So I don't know what this guy was forcing anybody to do.
I would say he provided his opinion, but it was inappropriate is another thing. It's like, okay, it's not illegal, it's not unconstitutional, but it's inappropriate. And I get that might be the better way to say it. I don't like it. And that's me. It doesn't mean that's not the final word. But certainly many people didn't. And certainly there are more appropriate things to talk about at a graduation speech.
Well, my whole thing with that was I just don't understand why that hit so many nerves with so many people that it had to be a news story that went on for more than 2 months that became national. I mean, that just really shows me where our priorities are lying, as there are all kinds of news going on all the time.
Yeah, the human interest stories, some things are just felt to be something people would want to hear about. It doesn't mean that they necessarily are groundbreaking. And it's a study in our current culture, and as you're very well saying, the freedom of speech and the separation of church and state, and what is appropriate at a public school. To me, that it's what's appropriate at a public school, and is it contrary to what religion is about?
Yeah, but
it's overanalyzed, but I do think it's important. It just may have had more exposure than would be expected, but who knows? And sometimes it just depends upon when something occurs.
Yeah, but you know, the question then becomes, if somebody got up at that graduation speech and said, "Marry whoever you want. I believe you should marry whoever you love." Now, would that have gotten the same amount of attention?
That would be interesting to find out. That, I think, would have been, well, even that, you know, well, consenting adults or whatever the legal marriage age is, because it, in some areas, isn't the same as what will be considered an adult. Of course, what's considered an adult, that's changed. It seems like it's 21 now. It used to seem like it was 18. But even that's up for debate, plus in other countries. That would be better, again, without having to put all these qualifiers in. You know, to me, I would just say it. If the person you wish to marry is same sex, the other sex is Asian, and you're not Asian, etc., then as long as you love each other and understand what marriage is about, go for it.
Well,
you know, if you want something coming off my mouth and brain, that's probably going to be it.
We shall see how it all ticks out. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to say it. But again, getting back to the comedy shows, I can think of a few. And well, I don't know why all the family's not there, but I'm glad Seinfeld is number two.
Well, keep thinking.
Okay. Have a good day, Scott.
All right. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 59 and a half minutes past the hour. The category is Name a Popular Comedy Television Series. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Now, we have the pastor spot coming up in about 15 minutes here. And then I'll be back at 10:15 this morning to continue on with the radio fun here on this Labor Day weekend. All right, we're going to break. Be back in 15.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, Ronnie.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott? Oh, wow. Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.